with Master at the time, delegate as the custodian of the Philippines. Because we did that.
Were there women in the 144?
Well, they get...
Or did they have a separate...
Separate division, yeah. They got this separate.
But how many were there, do you think, who were... Oh, how many spiritual women?
Oh, well, I think...
Before the war?
Before the war, well, maybe... I think not so much. Not too much Filipina at the time.
About, were these single women, or were they ones who were married to, married to material men, members, maybe?
Yeah, no, not
none much. Of the 144 were married?
Yeah.
All were ulitao?
Yeah.
This one, Tata, all single?
Yeah, 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 all single. That's what he said. Nobody mix up that.
So there were very few spiritual women before the war.
Yeah.
How about, excuse me, then, how about Sister Taoy them, or
no, that is a second kind, second division. Oh. They got the line division. Married men, they got the second division. Women too, they got the second division. Not the 144, but they count just like that.
But they weren't considered spirituals.
Oh, yeah, because the group of the spiritual. Yeah. But in material, too many of them.
Many women.
The woman, yeah, yeah.
But were there any women spirituals before the war? Were there any? Can you think of the names of any women who were spirituals
Well,
before the war?
Only Taoy and...
Taoy was a spiritual before the war.
Yeah, before.
Si Tampon.
Tampon.
Before the war.
Yeah, before the war.
Ponce,
Maxima,
sa apelyido ni Maxima,
Salazar,
yeah.
And then
Paulina,
the one na
ito si Paulina, sa apelyido.
Just the one die already, Paulina what?
Raloma.
Raloma, yeah. And then the house is still here, the Kalihi. The one na
Catherine Puno,
yeah.
No?
Oh, Catherine Puno, yeah.
I forgot the name that sit down by your front, mommy.
Sister Batong Malaki.
Ogho. Yeah, as the one.
Yeah, Ogho.
Batong Malaki.
Ogho.
Sister Ogho.
Biana. Sister Biana Dem.
Yeah.
Planning, what the...
Umalsa.
Umalsa, lady. Umalsa, lady.
Yeah.
Umalsa.
Mommy.
Yeah.
This is Umalsa.
Yeah, the family. The one they call up.
O-M-A-L.
Yeah.
S-A-Z-A.
Z-A.
Umalsa.
Umalsa, yeah.
U or O?
Umalsa.
Umalsa.
But, barring them, no? Just only new.
Just new.
New.
Even Irene. Nana Irene is new also.
Yeah, yeah, new. So
material man sila sa...
Material man.
Yeah, yeah. So they don't know what going on of the spiritual.
That's right, because we talk to them.
Yeah, they don't know.
And yet...
But did you win the Moncado Foundation? Okay. Welcome. That's why every time I'm talking with the Baring family.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the Ding? Never spiritual, yeah?
No,
she was Mama Toy's secretary.
No, wait. She been sacrificed to before when he was
with the mother.
Yeah,
yeah, with the mother.
2 months ago, but...
Yeah, yeah. Opa, yeah,
she
all right.
Still young too.
Yeah, he was young yet.
Yeah,
with the mother.
The mother.
Sacrificing to before for 3 days.
Three days
sacrifice, no eat, no nothing.
Yeah. Dating, all right. Because go with the mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just... One last
question.
Yeah, I have one more. Oh, spiritual? No, because this is not spiritual.
No, this is okay. When the spiritual division was set up early, in say very early, 1931, when Papa Reyes came here from California, ang koyog niya si Leon Bagyos.
Yeah.
Kinsa man si Leon Bagyos and unsa man siya karon?
Well, I don't know because according to that. History. One of the member before, by and then I heard that he is the one John Kilat, General
Leon.
John Kilat or something like that.
Leon
Kilat. Yeah.
Who was it that used to tell that story?
That, I forgot already, but
Did you ever hear the master tell that story?
No. But I heard one of the member from America, group with the 12,
the first 12 who came,
yeah,
the campaigners.
Come to Honolulu, Hilo.
Yeah.
That according to Leon Baggio's, you see, they compare with Leon Quilat. Yeah, Leon Quilat is general in the Kabisayan Island, uh-huh. Bisayan Island.
Was he a powerful person? What do they say about Leon Quilat?
Well, that is the member of Jose Rizal.
Oh, one of the disciples?
Yeah, before.
You said that they compare him to
Leon
Quilat.
Yeah, they compare
Quilat.
Him, yeah.
He is not Leon Quilat.
No. They compare and they see that he is the one, Leon Quilat. Yeah. But
did he escape?
Yeah. And one of the member that go to the Philippines.
Did you ever see him?
I saw that the time I was the flat
tire. Oh, during the flat tire, he
flat
was there.
Flat tire, yeah.
He
Mama,
was one.
Mama yeah. Luisa and Papa Reyes,
and
John Quilat. No. As the one and Matiriana Samson.
Yeah.
And one of the driver.
Have you ever heard any story of what happened to him after he...
No, because he went to the Philippines.
He went to the Philippines.
Yeah.
Did he go to the Philippines together with Papa Reyes?
No, ahead. I'm,
ahead of
yeah,
Papa Reyes?
Yeah, ahead.
Did he go to Damsalan or do you know?
No, I think in Cebu or something like that.
He went to Cebu
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah. I think so. No go in Damsalan because I don't know. Yeah, not so sure that if you go in Damsalan.
Have you ever heard any stories about Apo Ipe?
No.
See, Felipe Salvador?
No.
No?
No.
Si Juan Apolinario de la Cruz?
No.
Si Juan, si Quintin Tabal?
Quintin Tabal?
Tabal.
No.
Sige lang.
Not member or...
No. Si Laureano Solar?
Solar. No.
Solamo?
No.
Sige.
No.
Mga obscure people.
That one?
I was asking.
No, you know why that John Quilat? I read the book the time I was in the Bisayan
Bisaya magazine.
Magazine.
Oh. Bisaya.
Yeah. Oh. That the time they call by meeting with the Spaniard.
Mm-hmm. Kagubot.
Yeah, Kagubot. And then John Quilat and he got the assistant, according to the story. And then John Quilat, he got the kalaki too, you know.
Oh.
You see, he chin. The assistant, he make John Quilat. He go there. And they draw, and then he put in the room, and they kill him.
Oh, pero...
Yeah. But John Quilat, wala mamatay kay
assistant
man lang. And then John Quilat, he go someplace around in the Philippines.
And then he came to Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, maybe he come to Hawaii, or
was,
I don't know. Yeah.
If he was there in Baguio.
Yeah.
He killed the Spanish.
They all got mystery. Yeah.
Tata, you're Ilocano, yeah?
Yeah.
But the federation, or at least the master, or the language of the Moncada Foundation is in Bisaya.
Bisaya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? How do you feel as an Ilocano being speaking Bisayan? Did the master say anything significant about the Cebuano language, or why you should learn Bisayan?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Bisaya is the beginning word.
Beginning word.
in the olden days. So if you pray Bisaya, they heard you right away. And then the time I was discovered by the Kib.
Yeah. Who discovered you, Tata?
Well, I like see the brilliant people. Oh yeah, but
the
mga inkantuhanon or something, Berlia. Mm. And then, I found one book, small, I cannot read. But it make like this, I can read. It's the Visayan word. Yeah. And then, Master say, Bisaya, magtuon ka mo ang Binisaya, kayo mao ka na ang katapusan language sa entire world. And then, I learned the Bisayan more straight the one I speak in Ilocano. If I speak Ilocano, just like crooked or something like that, yeah. Paingon-ingon na na. Aban, kung ako magsorte o Binisaya, parang straight ba? Yeah, especially kung doon ako sa platforma, para nang kwan, magpunta sila ka na. Yung Bisaya ko. Pankaron, hindi ko kayo makapronunciation because my thought all artificial. Artificial already. Sometimes I cannot pronunciation. As the difference now. You know, young and old, is different already.
But how come you don't give testimonial in church?
Dimikon, I got one more. All this was that time, they knew, yeah? You got a doggy, no. What kind of doggy knife?
How many?
Yeah.
Mga...
Isang dosena.
Yeah,
12.
About 12, yeah.
Pang 12 siya.
So, yeah, I think so. Oh, exacto. 12, ikaw ang dose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
ang
dose. Do they have the same one?
No, because some are different.
Yeah.
Oh, some.
Like we all
about master, they get the same or different. Or
well, many some never only knew him very little, and some have very little contact.
Yeah, well, depends how they study.
Yeah. Right.
How far they study.
Yeah.
How much they experience or something like that. Huh? Yeah.
Also, but we're also interested, like we were asking that about his life, you know, his personal life, so that's also important. Of course, that's different for every person.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's very interesting.
And I guess he's the longest one you interview. Five hours.
For sure, the longest going one at one time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like some of the people who live nearby, we can stop and come back later.
Yeah.
Oh.
But to you, it's harder, Tata, because you live far.
Yeah, far.
And also both of you work, yeah?
Yeah.
So, and we don't want Manang to go through all this trouble again if we come back.
Yeah. Well, something I forgot, but if you ask, and then I get the answer.
Okay, tell me one thing though. What made you decide to stop being a spiritual? You never really stopped being a spiritual member, you know, because you still believed in the master and all that. But what made you stop to cut your hair? What made you decide that to cut your hair and to not live the spiritual life?
You know, from the time I got along here, I am interesting, you know, for the long here before. And then, the time I decided to mingle with the people, especially in the public, because they know me well, I can do what I like. And then, so, more power I get for pissing any people, the time I was taxi, I meet the president of the oil company. Well, if you know personality, just like they don't accept you nothing or something like that. And I thinking that I was graduate already for the College of Mystery. I got enough, I mean to say. That's why I cut. And then I begin to mingle with the people for experience. What they decide this and that, what life they like, or this and that. You know, any kind of people. That's why the best thing to isolate, taxi. Because taxi, easy to, you know, communication for other nationalities, eh? Especially the one from America, Michigan, Indian, Puerto Rico, or any. Because all them of America to come Hawaii for the servicemen. So I got mingled to them for, you know, a story or something. I heard them or this and that. That's the reason why I cut my hair. But beside that, be, and then I heard something that good enough. Because, you see, not always you go to school. Someday you graduate too. Because the time I like to go continue my spiritual life. The time I not eating nothing, even the rain, excuse me, you know, even I working in the rain. That's all right, because anything I like, Master give me, so long you straight. Somebody, any kind, somebody hit me, they cannot. Because you know why? Somebody protect me. And then, after that, I learned that life already. I decided that taxi, that communication. That's why I told you already that any nationality in this world, the thinking that the Chinese is the rule in the world.
Why did they say that?
Well, I don't know. Because you see, some of the highest rank officer of the U.S. Army, they got the conversation about this and about that. They mean to say, who the ruler of the world? And then the other one, he says, well, I know. From the beginning, I learned from the book, you see, the yellow people is the rule of the world. Something like that. So in that case, the one I forget it.
Okay. You said, Tata, that there were many dangers being taxi driver.
Yeah.
Could you tell me some of those dangers and how you prayed or
how you
tried to protect yourself?
Protect yourself. Yeah. Like this. If, example, the one sign I get, the one I told you already. If,
you tell it
yeah,
again.
I told you already that if they come by a taxi, they like my taxi to Honolulu. All right. I watch the people. If they three, I watch them. Sometimes they don't know how to open. And then, I got in mind already. And then, we start to work from the taxi stand to Honolulu already. And then, you got the conversation already. That this maybe this and that. Huh? You got plenty money or something like that. And then one of them, the highest of them, that two against one. That two, they like nickel, but the other one no. He said, if you touch, what's out? And then that one, I know really the aim. So what you're going to do is have to... If the one sit down with me, if I see the action already, to hold me or something like that, I tell him, hey, don't do that. Because if you touch me, we kill together because I'm speeding up and I put in the car. And then they don't like touch me already. That one of the protection already, if we reach in the destination, I don't like the one in the dark place. I go in the gasoline station. And then I collect them.
And what do you say? I cannot go there anymore or what?
No. I tell them that, hey, oh, that's enough. I said, tell them. I put my katak gas. At the same time, I collect the money. They do deny because I know the, you know, I know the plan already. Yeah? They no can see nothing. They no can see. Go. No. They no push me already to go. Because I know already. They guilty what they want to me. And then, one experience I got again, no more money. That is colored guy. Not only one time, but I make already. And then he say, hey, you bring me Waikiki. Okay, I plug the taximeter. We reach Soja. And then told me, I got no money, only this one I got it today. No mind, I give my identification card and this lady, I come to you. I give my identification card. No, don't do that because your identification card, anything happen to you, that is very, very important. Yeah. If you can pay me or there by the taxi stand, good. Your money, you explain. And make me a, you know, you remember me, huh? My name is Mark. So, okay, Mark, yeah, go. See?
Station 3 to the Dusty Gloria. I copy.
Yeah, I trust, and then he give me the money more. I need the one stealing customer already. You know that the if that's why I force him to collect the money, that money for his debt only, I'll kill you. That's what happened to the other taxi man.
Filipino. What happened to
him? Oh, the Mr. The corpus. They cut the neck.
Did they find out who did it?
No.
It's not in your taxi. Some
That is my the other company, but the taxi stand is near to my taxi stand. Uh-huh. As the yellow car, the driving.
Yeah.
But Mr. Corpus, I noticed that every 2 o'clock in the morning, pass by me and go to Honolulu. I tell him, hey, why you come this way? No, I take the bus. Why? What is important for you? Nah, it's nothing. Every time like that. But Bombay, you're working at 11 o'clock. Next day, working at 11 o'clock, he's the last. He got the message from the taxi stand that Mr. Corporal says, Aya, is the Aya already approaching to Honolulu. That is the last call.
Yeah.
And then, I think everybody will go.
And 7 or yes. When you the 10-100 or something.
The back order, and then the owner of that, no, the house, belong to that house, they go see what kind of, somebody they find out that Mr. Corpo. So.
Now, we see what you mean on that side. Why did you pick up this thing right now? About it.
Too many things, you know, that's why I told you that taxi is the dangerous one. One again, the same stance.
No, negatory. It's nothing. It's only one. Belt thing. Just stick one earpin, but mic and just go like that. Make the noise about it.
If you taxi, always pull the tongue.
Oh, Roger, yeah, okay. I just did all of this. You know, my desk and mic. They just put them next to the mic, though, on hairpin, you know, hairpin. You bend them until whatever, which way you like, come. Just put them right by the side of the mic, though. I don't know, maybe, you know, when mic, yeah, get, you know, but I can power mics, get there in holes, yeah. But, like, yeah, do you want to forget our big holes that you can stick them in there to hold them in? Okay, and then, like, mine's on the more big holes, yeah. I just stick them to the side there. Yeah. And after that, you just tap them, yeah. Now I think I'm ringing, yeah, make a noise like this, yeah. That Roger.
Yeah, mostly Filipino because the Filipino.
Nigga, Tari, I don't want D104. Yeah, I get one ADM. Or an amplified dynamic microphone there. Realistic about it.
Well, the first mile is the time by meter, 50 cents. Additional 10 cents, 10 cents. Everything, 1 mile, 10 cents, 10 cents. So, that is 2 miles is 90 cents. So from Wahiawa to...
You were based in Wahiawa?
No, you only fought to 3 pounds there. Kind of like a fracture reading, I don't know how come. Probably on this side of the static. And your modulation. You can see 100, make it 1000% there. Yeah, the reason why too maybe is the mic went down there. Kind of like the voice keep going down and down there. Before I had this kind of voice, yeah, I turn like this, now go down like this, now. That's his time, now I'm gonna pull one out of my car. Tell me how to think sound.
So, that is, by, you know, point to point, stand by stand only, the one. But the time, no worry about the passenger, because Tommy.
Yeah, yeah, body, how do you think sound?
I'm tired already, I go hide my taxi. Because too many soldiers at the time over here. Scorpion overflow.
No, Roger. Yeah, we can sound better now. Paul Mike.
Oh, yeah.
So you would bring them to Honolulu.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I want to stop Mike there. Stop Mike.
From Waikiki.
The Paul Mike sound better.
The side straight.
Yeah.
Waikiki.
Yeah.
To Wahiawa. That California Avenue.
Yeah.
No, Roger, I want to amplify dynamic microphone.
Chicken traffic, Wahiawa.
Catch me better to that.
It's $13 half.
How much that?
$13
half.
Yeah, in supply that size. And then the time, if they call me there from Honolulu, from Seaside District, I know already, only 45 minutes, I got the passenger already there. And then to Schofield, that more. About 1490, something like that already. So, taxi is good. The taxi make money, it's you know, easy. Easy to
just.
You know,
so
long as they understand, go again. I got all that. That's why Saturday and Sunday always I feel good. That's why I got a smoothie. That is good, Doria. Because I can afford really. But I know, only me and my wife. So every day, and besides, I was the secretary for the time, the golf, the Moncado golf. I was the secretary, so I can afford. But the time
visitors go now go back home.
Every Saturday, because allergic, anything allergic, and then my allowance for my golf, go for here, for her. For the special doctor. Because I got a special doctor for allergic and in Lilihat. Yeah, Lilihat.
Yeah.
That's why from the time, I go golf for only just like December 27. Only the time I go play because that is the very, very important day. Because December 27, that is the Federation celebration. But even I have no training, practice, still I can get the trophy. Because if I aim, I tell them, you go over there, yeah, you follow. Yeah, follow. I got the, me too skinny, And beside that, my report before, I get in the war, this one, if I go there, oh, this one, go there. This one, you know, just like paralyzed. But Mama Toy, he told me to keep the golf. So Bombay got well. So, well, it's Mama, you know what to do, eh? And I follow the instruction for Mama. Yeah, even that is, I got the first kind. I make the first trophy, first place, something like that. That I knew.
Do you play with one another? Like, do you play with Tata Bareng?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I play the championship too. Yeah. But, Brother Bareng, the time I was secretary, we got.